going to have a quick quiz to see what you remember. You got to remember, now it's 3 weeks since I taught you this. Let's see. Janice, I'm depending on you here now. Do you remember I told you a story about Abraham? You remember? Do you remember who his two sons were called? Ha ha. Even Janice half deserted me. Ishmael and Isaac, remember? How many sons did Ishmael have? Oh dear. Am I going to have to teach this story all over again? I'm glad I did this review. Ishmael had 12 sons, and Esau had... Sorry, thank you, Noah. Isaac had how many sons? 2. And one of them was called Esau. And Jacob. Now, Esau had... No point in asking you. Esau had 9 sons, and Jacob had 12 sons. Good, well done, Noah. And they were called Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, Asher, Joseph, and Benjamin. You remember those? No, you don't. Don't tell lies. Now, but you've also got to remember that Ishmael was not the promised son. He was not the son of Abraham and Sarah. So his line goes. And you got to remember that Esau gave up his inheritance, and Jacob tricked his father Isaac out of Esau's birthright. So Esau's line goes. So what we have then is the promise from God that he would make Abraham millions of children. Comes down through Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. Now we'll get to the story, right? You ready? That's just a reminder, Noah, because I knew you'd forget. Because you're not very good at remembering, are you? Much. Joseph. What was so special about Joseph? No, you need to put your hand up, just shout out. He was the favourite son. And how do we know he was the favourite son, Wilma? You are brilliant. Because his father made him that coat of many colours, right? But the problem was, what did that do? What did it make the brothers feel? They were jealous. Oh, they hated Joseph. They hated him. And because they hated him, they just wouldn't even speak to him, hardly look at him sometimes. Joseph told tales. His father would send him out to his brothers and he'd come back and his father would say, what are they up to today? And he told the truth, because Joseph always told the truth. And it's important to always tell the truth. Always tell the truth. Even if it gets you into trouble, tell the truth. Then he had a dream. And he said to his brothers, your sheaves bowed down to my sheaf in the dream. They didn't like him for that. Then he had another dream. And he said, the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to me. Even his mother and father were going to bow down to him. They didn't like that either. They were angry. They hated him. They despised him. Because they thought he was saying, you will bow down to me. One day, his father knew that his brothers had gone off to a place called Shechem. You remember that name, Lily? Shechem. Will you remember that? Because I'm going to ask questions later. Shechem. Okay? Shechem was 35 miles away. 35 miles. That's a little bit further than here to up, down to the port. Nearly got that wrong. From here down to the port, just where you were last week. That's how far away it was. But the difference was, they didn't jump into their people carrier. They jumped on their feet. They had to walk it slowly with the sheep. And as they went to Shechem, they realized that there wasn't enough grass, so they moved on. Jacob said that, what's his name? Joseph. Jacob said to Joseph, go and see how your brothers are. So they went, off he went. He was ready to go and see what they were doing as usual. And then Jacob said, come back and tell me how they are. I'll be looking for you. I'll wait for you coming back. And off he went. But a man told him, your brothers have gone to Dothan. And when he thought, oh, not Dothan. And off he went to Dothan, which was another 10 miles away. That's 45 miles. So off he went again. And he kept going and kept going. And when he got near where their camp was, he was so excited to see his brothers again. He waved, hello, hey brothers, how are you? And Joseph got closer and closer. But the brothers weren't happy about it. Oh no, here comes the dreamer. Let's get rid of him. Let's throw him in a pit. We'll kill him and throw him in a pit and we'll never have to see him or listen to him again. We'll go to Father and we'll tell him an animal killed him. What was that? A lie. See, that's why I said, always tell the truth. You don't tell lies. Well, say an animal killed him. And the reason was they were jealous. That's what you said at the right to start, Noah. They were jealous. But the problem is, you see, this tricker is holding me back. Jealousy is the 10th commandment. 10th commandment says, you shall not covet. Now, the word covet means jealous. You shall not get jealous. The problem with that is, when you get jealous, it leads to other sins. If you get jealous, you break the 10th commandment. That's a sin. But it makes you do other sins when you're jealous. For example, Jesus said, anyone who hates his brother or sister is a murderer. Tell the truth, Noah. Don't tell a lie. Tell the truth. Have you ever lost... He's sitting going like this. Have you ever lost your temper with Lily? Or even your mommy and daddy, and turn your back and said, I hate you. Have you ever done that? Yeah. Thank you for telling the truth. Have you ever done it? You're all ashamed to nod your head. Yeah. They've all done it too, so don't be ashamed of it. Well, be ashamed, but don't be too ashamed, because they've all done it too. Anyone who hates his brother or sister is a murderer. But then you see, the problem is, that's the 6th commandment. You shall not kill. So even if you say you hate Lily, or your mommy or daddy, or even your granda, you say I hate you, it's the same as murdering them, and you've broken the 6th commandment. So just to be covetous, just to be jealous, will lead you to break other sins. See Diane looking at Colin there? How many times have you told him you hate him, Diane? So even to break the 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet, it means sometimes you're going to break other commands as well. Now they didn't have the commands. Joseph and his brothers didn't have the commandments. It was before God gave them the commandments. But God had already said, whoever sheds human blood, by humans shall their blood be shed. For in an image of God has God made mankind. In other words, if you kill somebody, God will punish you for it. Even before the commandments were given. But his brothers hated Joseph. My goodness, they hated Joseph. They hated him so much that they wanted to get rid of him. Jacob was worried. He sent to Joseph to find him. And then the problem was, when he found him, they were going to get rid of him. The problem was the brothers didn't care about God's word. Didn't care. All they wanted to do was get rid of this dreamer. Just wanted to get rid of him. They were so keen to get rid of him, they were even going to kill him. But then, Reuben was the oldest brother. He was the older brother of all the brothers. And he thought about what they were going to do, and he said, no, let's not kill him. Let's put him in this pit. We'll leave him there. But the problem was, of course, if they left him in the pit, he was going to die anyway. So it was the same thing. But really what Reuben was thinking was, he said, I'm going to go, but I'll come back. And when I come back, I'll lift Joseph out of the pit. And I'll help him to get out and keep him safe. And we'll let him go. But he didn't tell the other brothers what he was going to do. So off he went. While he was away, the brothers got up to other mischief. But that's what we should be doing. We should be like Reuben, not like the other brothers. Lord Jesus was with his disciples, and he said to them, I've washed your feet, and that's what I want you to do for each other. A new commandment I give you, love one another. Love one another. That's all we have to do. Love one another. Don't be nasty. Don't tell lies. Don't kill anybody. You have to love one another. If you want to obey Jesus, you show other people his love. If you want to obey him, maybe your friend is sick. Maybe your friend is sick and you don't know what to do. Even if you send him a get well soon card, that's showing love. That's being kind. It doesn't cost very much if you go to the right shop. Maybe one of your friends has very little toys. Could you give him one of the toys that you don't play with anymore? That would be kind. That would be showing God's love. If you don't have to do very much, you just have to let them know you're thinking about them. Adults, what do you do? It's nice to come to church and smile and be happy and put our arms around each other and hug each other. That's showing love. But what about your neighbours? What about your family? Is there a neighbour who gets sick now and again? Go and visit them. Maybe offer to do the shopping. Maybe offer to do a little bit of housework. Isn't much. But it's what Jesus said. Love one another. Joseph's brothers didn't love him. As soon as he came into the camp, they grabbed him. And they got him and they put him into the pit. And maybe they made fun of him. You're not going to rule over us. You're not going to have any more dreams and tell us what you're going to do. You won't tell any tales on us anymore. Then he said, we're going to have our dinner now. But you're not getting any. We'll soon make you suffer. And then you're for it. They just didn't care. Don't be like the brothers. Be kind to one another. Maybe there's a boy or a girl in your school and everybody picks on them. Do you know there's always a boy or a girl and nobody likes them and everybody else is just nasty to them. You don't have to be like the rest. You could be like Reuben and be kind instead. You could, if they're all calling them names, you could be friendly with them. You could help them with their schoolwork and class. You don't have to be like everybody else. Be kind to others. Maybe it's somebody in your work. There's always somebody in work that seems to be the loner. One that takes the brunt of all the jokes. And often the Christians get involved as well. It's a sad testimony. Maybe it's your turn just to go along, get alongside and say, how you doing? Hope you're having a good day. That's all it takes. What about your family? Every family has problems. Every family will fall out with each other. But all the rest of the family might decide, I'm having nothing to do with them. That's not what a Christian should be doing. Christians should be going to that family member, putting their arm around them, forgive them, and show them love and kindness. You can forgive them and be kind. But then the brothers noticed in the distance a group of travellers going past on their camels. And as they were going past on their camels, the brothers had an idea. What we'll do, we'll not kill them. What we'll do is, we'll sell them. Sell them to these travellers. These travellers were Ishmaelites. You heard that name before?
You heard that name before, Lily? Ishmaelites? Have you heard it before?
Well, I'm going to tell them. What did your daddy say, Lily?
It's Abraham's son. Ishmael, do you remember now?
Ah, yes. Clink, 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 clink.
So Abraham's son and all his family, they grew up and now they were travelers and they were traveling from where they lived to Egypt and they were going to sell some goods.
And the brother said, well, sell him to the Ishmaelites and he can go and we don't even have to kill him. We'll just get rid of him. And they sold him for 20 pieces of silver, little coins. Wasn't big pieces of silver, just little coins of silver. They got him out of the pit. And the Ishmaelites took him with them. But then Reuben came back. And when Reuben came back, he found that Joseph wasn't in the pit. Reuben asked the other brothers, what have you done with Joseph? And the brothers, when they told him, he got really worried. What am I going to do? How am I going to go back and tell my father? What will I tell my father that happened to Joseph? But then they had another idea. And they got Joseph's coat. And they said, we'll dip it in blood. And when we dip it in blood, we'll go back to our father and we'll tell our father, we found this. Whose do you think it is? Was that a lie? Yeah, it was a lie. It wasn't just a lie. They didn't tell the truth. They let Jacob think it was Jacob's. They let Jacob think it was Joseph's cloak and that Joseph had died. But we know that Joseph hadn't died. They didn't find it. They planned it. They didn't tell Jacob it was a lie. They didn't tell the whole truth. Now they had broken the sixth commandment. You shall not bear false witness. In other words, don't tell lies. Tell the truth. That's what we found out right at the very start. Tell the truth. It means don't tell lies, because lies always get you into trouble. Sometimes you might get away with it, but sometimes later, maybe the next day, or maybe next week, or maybe a year later, something happens, and then everybody finds out you told a lie that day. I remember when I was a boy, I was about 12 or 13, and my two brothers and my friends decided, we'll go up into the woods behind our estate in Hollywood. And we'll play up in the woods for the day. It was a great sunny day. And I got a teapot and some milk and sugar and tea and we went up the woods. We got a fire started and we put water in the teapot and we put the teapot on top of the fire. And then we went to play in the big swing that was hanging from a branch in the tree and we were swinging back and forward and having lots of fun with everything in the woods. But we forgot about the teapot. And when we came back to the fire, it was practically out. And the water had all boiled in the teapot. And there was a hole in the bottom of the teapot. Well, that was me scared, wasn't it? Because if I went home to my mommy with a teapot with a hole in it, she's not going to be very happy. So I rushed home before she got home from work, before my daddy got home from work, and I hid the teapot. Then when my mommy came home, she asked me, have you seen the teapot? No. Haven't seen it, mommy. And then she went looking for it. And she says, are you sure you haven't seen that? I said, mommy, I haven't seen it. And then she went to my brother, and my brother squealed. He said, yeah, Jackie put it in there. And she went and got the teapot with a hole in it. She went crazy. She said, what have you done? And I said, it wasn't me, it was the other boys. I put the blame somewhere else. That was three lies I told in about 2 minutes. Because when you tell one lie, you have to tell another lie, and then another lie, and another lie. But I had to be smart, didn't I? I had to tell the lies. Told one lie. Didn't know where it was, but then I had to tell two more. I still got smacked. But I got smacked for telling lies as well as putting the hole in the teapot. These brothers didn't tell a lie. They just let their father think Joseph was dead.
But that's the same as telling a lie, because they didn't tell the truth. The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness, just simply means tell the truth. Even if you're going to get into trouble, tell the truth. But if you tell the truth and get into trouble, you won't break God's law. Jacob was heartbroken. As soon as they brought that cloak back, he knew it was Joseph's, and he was heartbroken. His son had died, his favorite son had died, the one he loved more than the rest, and he started to cry and weep, and then he says, I will never forget him till the day I die. Then Joseph and his brothers told more lies. They went to their father. Father, don't worry. It will be all right. You'll soon forget. And they started to comfort him. I was telling more lies. They knew that their brother was still alive, and they were still trying to convince Jacob that he was dead. All because they were jealous. Sometimes it's hard not to be jealous. When your brother or sister or one of your friends gets something you like, you want it and you're jealous. Just remember the 10th commandment. You shall not covet, because it sometimes makes you do other sins as well. Well, while Jacob and his family were trying to comfort him, Joseph was on his way to Egypt. He traveled with the Ishmaelites, and they had him all tied up, and he was a slave. And they traveled from Dothan up on the top, right down to a place called Heliopolis. And they had to travel 560 miles from Dothan up at the top, all the way down and round to Heliopolis. It took them about 6 months, because again, they couldn't jump into their car or get a plane. They had to go by feet. And when they got there, look at the time it is. We'll leave it the next week. Too late. I haven't got any more time to tell you what happened. Well, we'll find out next week. Look at all your faces. Aww. Do you think you could remember all that? Do you think you could tell me that story? If I ask you a question, don't you tell me that. No, you remember everything. We're going to have a quiz. We've got plenty of time for a quiz this week. Boys against the girls, Noah. Do you think the girls will win? Let me look. I think there's about more girls here than men. Have a go. We'll try it. Let's have a go. Right. Heads or tails, Jean? No, it's tails. Boys will go first. You knew! Right. Abraham had two sons. Boys, what were they called? Ishmael and Isaac. That's points for the boys. Ladies, how many sons did the two sons have? How many sons did Ishmael have? Ladies. 12. Thank you, Carl. And how many sons did Esau have? Boys! Ishmael had 12 sons. How many sons did Esau have? Isaac. 2. 10. 10 wasn't even on the screen, Wilma. That's 2 to the boys. And that's the boys. What are you saying? So, back to the boys. Esau had Jacob, and Jacob had 12 sons. Who was the important one, boys? Joe, who said Joseph down here? Dennis. Dennis gets the point, you were too slow. Ladies, Joseph had a special thing that made him his father's favourite. Or he was his father's favourite and he got this special thing. What was it, ladies? I'm trying to make this easy for you. Coat of many colours. That's 3-1. Keep the score here, you. You're 1 and you're 3. Okay. Two teachers are bound to be able to count. Back to the boys. Joseph was the favourite and his father made him a special coat. What was wrong with that, boys?
The brothers were just, says, well, this fellas here today, you lot are terrible. That's 4-1. All right. Okay. 4-1. No. Oh, yeah. Are you saying I can't count? Rodney says it's 4-1. Oh, yeah, that far behind. Wilma's fault. She got one wrong. And it's the girl's turn. Who got one? Yeah. All right, it's 4-2. 4-2. And it's the girl's turn. Brothers didn't like them because they were jealous. What's the problem with jealousy? It leads to other sins. Now, boys, these things lead to other sins. Give me 2 examples, boys. 2 examples. Lying. Ladies, what is it lying on? Murder. Girls, get the points, Noah. Now, ladies, turn. Lying, it leads to other sins. The brothers decided they didn't like him. What were they going to do with him? They were going to kill him. But instead of killing him, what did they do? They sold him. You're a good boy. Well done. Right, girls, how much did they get for him? 20 pieces of silver. Back to the boys. When Reuben went to the pit and he wasn't there, he was worried. What did he have to do? He had to lie. 2-2. His dad. So he had to lie to his father, right? I even put it on the screen. What will I tell my father? Not my dad. So he had to say, right, had to tell lies to his father. They put the coat in blood and they went to their father. Ladies, what did they say to their father? We found this. It's another lie. Nothing but lies. Because they were jealous, they lied and they were going to kill. No. Jacob cried. This is again for the boys. Jacob cried. What did he say he was going to do? He would never forget them. It's another one for the boys. I think the boys are winning here. So, when they said, we found it, that was a lie. Why was it a lie, ladies? Sorry? No. Why was it a lie? How were they telling false witness? They planned it. That's right. Okay. I'll give you that. Over to the ladies. Over to the boys. It's your turn again. No, it's not. You didn't say they planned it and told a lie. No. What I'm getting at, when they didn't tell a lie, what did they not do, boys? They didn't tell the truth. When they didn't tell the truth, Jacob cried. And when he cried, he was sore, he was bitter. And the brothers, whose turn is it now? Girls. Well, the brothers and the sisters told more lies. What did they do? No, it's the girls' turn. Don't tell them, Noah. You telling her? You cheat. Tell them, Noah, what did they do? They comforted them, but they weren't telling the truth. They really didn't care. Boys, turn again. Joseph was with the Ishmaelites on their way from Dothan down to Heliopolis. How far away was it? Oh, no, you're just wrong. What is it, girls? Oh, look at that, look at that. She couldn't wait to get in there. 10 miles, it was too bad. So it was 5, and it's the lady's turn. What do you say? So, had to go 560 miles. What happened next? It's the lady's turn. What happened next? The story ended. Let's sing our last song. Will you put that children's song up again? Eight each. Oh, hold on. We can't have an 8 each draw. Oh, can't have a draw. Right. Everybody put your hands under your bottom. Hands under your bottom. Right then. Last question, the decider, whoever has their hand up first, when I ask the question, if I can think of a question. When Joseph was near the camp and the brothers saw him, what did they decide? Put your hand up first, Diane.
What did they decide? Go.
They were going to kill him, all right. The girls win, lads. Hard luck, lads. Now, can I just say, you may think you've had a bit of fun today. And we have had a bit of fun, in a sense. We don't normally have fun on us. Where's Anne? Anne, what did I say to you coming into church this morning? No, I said, you're not allowed to smile in church, you remember? And yet we've been sitting here laughing. Can I just say that there's a point to all of that? I'm not that daft, and I'm not that irreligious and irreverent. We might have had a bit of fun, but I've taught the Tory twice. There's a reason for doing what I do. I've done it twice, and I've reapplied all those truths. You tell the truth, you don't tell lies. You don't allow covetousness to make you break other laws.